We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to t2t.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreaming. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday as we ramp up another weekend covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, right here from Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital, right at the South Point Studios on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network here in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show. If you haven't tried it, because you might be listening to us on our other streaming platforms, try it out. Go to YouTube. Go to, in the search bar, hit South Point Studios. You get to our page. You click on Race Day, and bada-bing, bada-bong, there you are. You can see us and hear us. Not to mention that if you subscribe, and it's all free, subscription is free, just subscribe, and then you can chat on the chat box. And chat box is already going this morning for our listeners and watchers out there. Also, of course, we have all the other platforms, as you know. our anchor station here in town at Sports Talk 1400 AM for the 80 AM radio, 107.1 for FM. And, of course, that is the flagship station here for the play-by-play of the USC football games and the Ram NFL football games, Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, all of our websites that we have that we stream as well, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. iPhone or Android's covered with the apps. KSHP app will get you listening to us. The YouTube app will get you listening and watching us on either your iPhone or your Android. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. We're there, too. So welcome, however, wherever, whenever, to the Friday Race Day Show. Okay, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty, right? Come on. 21 days. You can do the arithmetic. 3 weeks away to the Breeders' Cup. 21 days, 4 hours, 36 minutes, and 45 seconds and counting until the Breeders' Cup. And you know there's plenty of activity before that. We're going to have the advance entries coming. In a week ahead of time, and then they'll do the post position draw on the Monday before that Saturday. And of course, the Daily Racing Form Advanced Edition will come out on the Wednesday before they do the entries, which is the week before that. I don't want to confuse you, but there's a lot of stuff happening, that's for sure. And of course, our special Race Day Las Vegas Breeders' Cup special with our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, John Lendo, and some other guest handicappers as well on this YouTube streaming network only on Wednesday, the 30th day of November at 4 p.m. Pacific time, the Breeders' Cup special presented right here at the South Point studio on YouTube, 4 o'clock Pacific time. Jonathan, John, myself, and some special guest handicappers as well. We'll be doing that. And then, of course, on Friday, we'll have the annual seminar here at the South Point in the Grandview Lounge, and that'll start at 6 p.m. right after the first day coverage and the first day of Breeders' Cup two-day championship, 6 o'clock Pacific time in the Grandview Lounge. It's also going to be streamed, by the way, on the South Point website, on the South Point website, southpointcasino.com. Just go there. Then you hit the page for the race book, and there'll be a link on there that you can see and hear the entire seminar on the South Point website, just in case you may not be here or anywhere near us here in Las Vegas. And then, of course, the next day, Saturday, will be the big ballroom party, the viewing party with all the amenities that you have, food and beverage, banks of betting windows, kiosks, big banquet tables, and, of course, we're going to do prize giveaways there, too, by the way. And you can come and see myself and Jonathan and John. They're playing the races as well in the Grand Ballroom. And all that I just mentioned to you, everything I mentioned to you is free. Free, including parking your car in the parking lot. It's free. So come on and join us for the Breeders' Cup. It's going to be, I believe it's going to be one heck of a Breeders' Cup, that's for sure. Okay? All right, listen, talking about Breeders' Cup, Fierceness had a nice workout at Saratoga. Breezed 5 furlongs and 101.4. Now, that was the fastest. It was a bullet workout, but there were only 4 or 5 other horses at Saratoga that had the same distance recording. So, but a nice 101.4, 4/5 of a second, 101.4 fifths of a second for the workout at Fierceness at Saratoga. This, I guess Todd Pletcher is kind of tightening the screws on this one, and we'll wait and see about that. Other news, Phil D'Amato's very getting close. Really close to his 1,000th career win. Phil D'Amato goes into today with 998 wins to his credit. 998 wins through today. He's going for 1,000. I should say that I have a pretty good feeling that Mr. D'Amato will get to that 1,000 before the week is out, before the weekend is out, that's for sure. And Antonio Frasu. This guy's been racking up a lot of HISA, a lot of HISA suspensions. Now, Antonio Frasu has been suspended on Saturday and Sunday and fined $500 for riding infractions at the Del Mar meeting. And there was originally 22 days he racked up in suspensions and fines of $990 during the meet. But significantly reduced by HISA, by policy change enacted by the Horse Racing Safety and Integrity Unit now has him sitting on Saturday and Sunday with a $500 fine. So Frey Sugat, I think he got out pretty lucky there. But, you know, Heise, they continue to, what they do is they continue to fine-tune their fine suspensions and all of their violations, and it'll just keep going on and on. You know that. Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. You remember that, was it last year or the year before, somewhere in there, that was sold, and the new owner said they're going to close the racing down and develop it with more malls and houses and all that stuff there? Well, after all, you need a McDonald's and a 7-Eleven close to you, wherever you go. So they were going to do that. But then all of a sudden, they stopped that, and the horsemen in Arizona got together. So Turf Paradise is still running racing. However, the state itself, the state safety board, has put a litany list of things that they have to do to correct at Turf Paradise before they can run a meet. And so they are now in jeopardy of not being able to run their meet at Turf Paradise when it opens. It's scheduled to open on November 2nd, which is, of course, the weekend of the Breeders' Cup, which is 3 weeks away. But they have a lot to do yet in a litany of lists of things that they, for safety purposes, that they have to do to that racetrack before they'll allow them to run a meet there. So we'll wait and see how, let's see if they can get to, in the fast gear and get that done. This is all they say to safety issues that they have to correct. We understand that New York's trainers and hot walkers and grooms, et cetera, they're trying to unionize these guys in the state of New York. They're trying to get a union together for these guys in the state of New York, so we'll wait and see about that. Jose Lascano, whose connection with Linda Rice has produced many, many winners. Well, he got a new agent, and that new agent, of course, will continue the relationship that Lascano's has with Linda Rice. And all in all, New York Racing Association is looking forward to and believe they will have, when it's announced, the 2025 Breeders' Cup back in New York in the new, rejuvenated, remodeled, not actually remodeled, just rebuilt, a whole new Belmont Park. So we'll wait and see about that. They think they have a good shot at that. They should, especially if they're going to be showcasing a brand new multi-million dollar, billion dollar, establishment. All right. So that's the news. Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J will be with us on the show as always. And of course, you've got your racing menu to come up. So let's get started. We'll be back after this first break and start cranking along on this Friday show. And we invite you, if you haven't already, to go to YouTube, go to South Point Studios, punch in, click on Race Day Las Vegas, get to chatting, subscribe if you haven't already. It's a lot of fun, and you should try it if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, and let's get right to your racing menu for today. Let's just do that. And we remind you that the first post times on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebook behind us here in the studio and in the South Point racebook. We are in the Pacific time zone. So if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. These will be your first post times. However, we know that people are watching and listening to us all around the world, which means there are plenty of other time zones we're in. So for those of you, just remember that you have to adjust the post times from wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone to get the right one for you, because we don't want you to miss anything. Of course, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? As far as the weather is concerned around the country, pretty darn good. It looks just fantastic all across the country today, finally and thankfully. So it should be no problem with racing conditions around the country. So here we go. We first start off with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has nine races today, and their first post time is at 9:25 at Laurel Park today. Following that, next up comes Delaware Park. Delaware Park has a first post time for eight races at 9:30 at Delaware Park as well. And then following that, you've got Belmont at Aqueduct. Now, Belmont at Aqueduct has a first post time of 9:40 today. Their feature race is the fifth race on the card. It's the $150,000 Glen Cove at six furlongs in the outer turf course for three-year-old fillies, a field of 10 there. And the favorite in that race before any scratches, gosh, it's lukewarm favorite too, is Ellen J, 3-1 with Flavian Pratt. It's a wide-open event, though, the Glen Cove. That's the fifth on the card. You have nine races today at Belmont at Aqueduct. The first post time is at 9:40 Pacific. Gulfstream Park is next. Gulfstream Park has a first post time of 9:50 at Gulfstream. Following that is Keeneland Racecourse. Keeneland has 10 races. Their feature race today is the Sycamore, the $300,000 Grade 3 Sycamore at a mile and a half on their turf course for three-year-olds and up. Now, they said what they did at Keeneland was deep water the turf course the other day. And as a result of that, the turf course was not firm yesterday. It was a little bit off, but I think it was labeled good. But it should get fast now if they didn't water it anymore. Anyhow, the ninth race is on the turf at a mile and a half. The Sycamore, 11 go to the post before any scratches. The favorite there at 3-1 is Bold Act. Luis Saez aboard, 3-1 there on the outside post, 11 of 11 in that race at a mile and a half on the turf. First post time at Keeneland is set at 10 a.m. at Keeneland. All right, and then we go to Woodbine Racecourse, north of the border in Canada. Eight races today at Woodbine. Woodbine's first post time is at 10:10 at Woodbine. Then we get to Santa Anita. Back in action today at Santa Anita today. First post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. Following that, no stakes race today at Santa Anita. Eight races, first post time, 1 o'clock. Northern California Racing Fairs at Fresno. Fresno has a couple of carryovers, Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $1,353. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover is $14,749. Seven races today at Fresno. First post time is at 1:45 for the Northern California Racing Fairs. Delta Downs has nine races. Four Louisiana State Bred Stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The Louisiana Jewel for two-year-old fillies is the fifth. The Magnolia for fillies and mares three-year-olds and up at seven furlongs is the sixth. Seventh race is the Louisiana Legacy for two-year-olds at seven furlongs. And the eighth race is the Gold Cup at seven furlongs. All four of the stakes races at set at seven furlongs. That one, the Gold Cup, is for three-year-olds and up. Nine races today at Delta Downs, and a first post time of 2:50 today. Charlestown. Charlestown has a first post time of 4 p.m. for their nine-race card. Nine races at Charlestown. Monmouth at the Meadowlands. Six turf races on tap at Monmouth at the Meadowlands. Pick six jackpot carryover, $7,085. First post time is at 4 p.m. there. And then we wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park has nine races there. First post time is at 4:30. Want to remind you here in Las Vegas, for you folks here, that the South Point is bringing racing from Australia. Australian racing comes into South Point tonight. They have three Australian tracks that you can bet later on in the evening. right here at the South Point Australian Racing here. All righty. You know, I'm going to take a look real quick at the results from yesterday before I bring in Jonathan Ardoon. Belmont yesterday, Belmont at Aqueduct. Jerry J had a reverse winner in the third race. His key horse ran second, and one of his link-ups won the race, paid $25.40. But the dollar reverse exacta, which he tells you to do, you know, reverse the exactas as well. The dollar reverse exacta paid $23.50. Chad Brown had a couple of winners. Manny Franco rode the first one in the fourth race, $3.50 with Kalick. And they came back in the seventh race with Brisbane. Franco and Brown get together for two wins with each other. Their second win in the seventh race, Brisbane, paid $15.60. It was the first U.S. start for this horse in the seventh race. Pick six. Are you ready for this? Here's the prices on the pick six. $25.40, $3.50, $11 even, $10.60. That $10.60 winner, folks, was Jonathan Ardoon's pick on the show in the sixth race, Chalky Cat. Remember Chalky Cat? Jose Lascano for Linda Rice. That was Lascano's second win of the day. Jonathan Ardoon gets us a $10.60 winner there as part of the pick six. And then you had $15.60 and $16 even. Those were the prices in the pick six. The pick six paid $153,749.50 yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. And at Keeneland yesterday, their pick six paid a little over $1,100. But there at Keeneland yesterday, Luis Saez won the first two races with an 11.26 and a 13.96 winner. You know they pay down to pennies there. Joe Sharp had another winner in the third race with Jose Ortiz at 19.40. Brad Cox and Tyler Gaffleone got together with a $13.10 winner. And then Gaffleone and Brendan Walsh got together. They went back-to-back races together. They won the fifth race and paid $4.20, and they came back with the sixth race and paid $5.32. So they had a double together. And Vicky Oliver, who had that big winner the other day, came up with another big winner yesterday and used John Velasquez again. So Velasquez and Vicky Oliver won on long shots 2 days in a row. Inomia was the winner of the seventh race yesterday for Vicky and Velasquez, paying $23.46 to be exact. Todd Pletcher checked in with Flavian Pratt in the eighth race with Major Dude. And Flavian Pratt won the last three races in a row. He won the eighth race at 6:40, the ninth race with Rudolph Brissett's trainee at $2.66 in the form of World Record, who was the filthy favorite. And the 10th race, Half Dome, for Mike McCarthy and paying $4.72. The 50-cent all-Pratt late pick three paid $6.67. It was pretty much close to the best yesterday at Keeneland. All right, time to bring in Jonathan Ardoon, who gave us a winner yesterday. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Doing fine, my man. I know that you won't be with us tomorrow because of the holiday. And so maybe we can take a look at a race or two that will be running tomorrow around the country. And if we can do that, how about the Sands Point tomorrow at Belmont at Aqueduct?
Well, it's going to be a field of seven because you have two MTOs, the eight Audacious and the nine Just Music. They're entered for MTOs only. The two Spalladay really appears to have this field over a barrel. Three-year-old filly from the Chad Brown barn, six career starts. She's won two of them, and she's just flat out better than these. That's the horse I like. That's the horse to beat, and she looks tough in that spot. She will be the favorite.
All right, now Manny Franco was riding that, and Manny Franco and Chad Brown have been connecting quite a bit at Aqueduct. I guess Manny's staying in Aqueduct, so Brown is using him in place of Irate Ortiz Jr. that I guess is just running around the country between Keeneland and other stakes engagements. So
And Flavian Pratt's not here either, so it falls into Manny Franco's slot, and it's a pretty smart move. You get to ride first call when the big guys are out of town, and why not take advantage of it?
And Chad Brown has two horses in the race. He uses Eric Cancel aboard Shade of Pale, which is 10-1 on the morning line. But nevertheless, with those two premier jockeys that he usually uses in other places, and I'm sure there'll be a Keeneland tomorrow, that, right. You know, The other jocks are getting a chance, and you're right, Manny Franco. It's a good place for him, and he's producing for Chad Brown, no doubt about it, with winners there. All right, then we can go to Keeneland and the Sycamore, which is a Grade 3 on the turf. That's a mile and a half on the turf tomorrow, and as we said earlier, they deep watered the grass course the other day, so it was off yesterday, but I would assume that it's going to be drying out. You got a mile and a half race today, and you got the Sycamore tomorrow at a mile and a half in that one. And how do you see that race?
What race number is that, Ralph?
that is the ninth race at Keeneland tomorrow.
Okay. First of all, it's unusual that they'll water the grass so much that the turf course will come up good. That was the situation. I didn't understand why it was up, because it didn't rain. But now you just explained it to everybody that they deep watered it, whatever that means. That's what they did.
I think what it means is the guy that was in charge of turning on the sprinklers.
He left it running overnight.
Probably got preoccupied with something else, and the whoops came in and said, uh-oh, I got to go turn it off.
That's exactly what happened. And what race did you say? It was the ninth?
Yes, it's still the ninth race at Keeneland tomorrow.
No, it's not. The ninth race is the Mill Ridge. So
well, then,
we have a different.
Well, then the Blood Horse has got it wrong. Blood Horse says ninth race, October 11th.
Well, what? Blood Horse.
I'm sorry. That's today.
Okay, so
the Sycamore now my head is today. Is, yeah. So that I'd mile like and a half, think, the mile and a half race that was going today and tomorrow it's all today. It's the Sycamore is today.
Well, Charles Appleby ships him with the 11, Bald Act. You know, it's a tough race. Believe me, he's no cinch from out there from the 11 post going a mile and a half. You can make a case for a lot of horses. I like the 4 a little bit, Data Man, who's 8-1. I like the 7, Tawny Port. And, of course, the Charles Appleby, the 11, Bald Act. But that's what I narrowed it down to, 3 horses, 4, 7, and 11. No strong opinion.
Now, obviously, in mistaking that, the big race tomorrow is obviously the Queen Elizabeth II. And of course, that race we went over the other day, so we don't have to do that. But you can remind everybody who you like in that race.
Yeah, we kind of surrendered to the favorite there, the Sherry DeVoe horse, but we were going to use some price horses underneath and try to turn the exacta, you know, like Jerry J likes to do. He takes these short-priced horses and makes, you know, an exact makes like a short price horse into a 10-1 shot or more, and that's what I'm doing. I like the 3 She Feels Pretty, who's 5-2 morning line favorite for Sherry DeVoe and Johnny V. I'm going to use the 2 Caitlin's Her Greatness, the 7 Buco, and the 9 Grayish underneath 3/2, 7, and 9.
All right, and this weekend, of course, is the weekend with all those state bred big stakes. Races, state bred stakes races. Today, for example, there's 4 of them at Delta Downs, the Louisiana breds. And then tomorrow, of course, the West Virginia breds get all of their races at Charlestown, a multitude of races there. And, of course, the Maryland Million at Laurel. And then, of course, later on, Remington Park on the 18th, which comes up a little bit later on, is going to have their big Oklahoma Classics Day. So all those big state bred stakes race days are happening between the end of the Breeders' Cup win and year-end races and Breeders' Cup leading up to the Breeders' Cup. But nice workout at Saratoga, right in your backyard yesterday.
Yeah, there aren't many horses left up here, to be honest with you. I think there were 4 or 5 horses that worked, so he got a bullet. You know, it doesn't take much when you're a horse like that and you're only working – against 4 or 5 other horses that worked that day. But listen, it's, you know, the idea is to get the works in and get them ready. And obviously Pletcher thinks he's doing that, and I'm sure he is.
Well,
he's worked well a lot of times before races in the past, and that's the situation.
You know, I think it pretty much he wants to keep Fierceness fit, no question about that. But keeping him at Saratoga, when do you think that Pletcher is going to get him to Del Mar? Because he is kind of a finicky horse. I would think he'd want to get him down there, get him used to the surroundings, et cetera, and maybe have a work or two down there at Del Mar. And of course, you know, we're 3 weeks away.
Yeah, well, who are we to question Pletcher? Listen, obviously, this is a terrific time of year to be up in Saratoga. There aren't many horses. The weather is beautiful. It's not hot. It's crispy, and it's really it's a terrific. Horses love it up here now. There's no heat in the air, no rain, so that's all good. And it's quiet, so nothing to get the horse all worked up about. Who knows? But I'm sure Pletcher knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not going to question him. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's not questioning. It's just thinking out loud about,
Right. And we're answering it out loud.
In any case, we're talking about a few of the things. Jose Lascano has changed agents. Now, we know his connection with Linda Rice. I'm sure this new agent is not going to mess that up. But when these jockeys change agents, sometimes when players start looking at the races and they see the jockey that rides a horse that hasn't ridden before and or does not have a relationship with that trainer, they tend to think of what's going on here type of thing. But when you have a different agent, sometimes he has relationships with other owners as well.
A top-notch rider like Lascano is, especially, during when everyone's not here, and even when everyone is here, he's still one of the top riders here. They're not going to fire him because of his new agent, I don't think. But again, it's all personalities. Who knows why he even made the change? I'm not sure. I mean, he's had another terrific year.
Yeah.
And he's had a lot of success, but these guys, who knows what goes on behind closed doors. Apparently, someone wasn't happy, and they made a change.
That's right. I mean, like I said, with owners and trainers mostly, agents have certain relationships with the trainers that may open a door or two later on for some new horses for Lascano, but he's been doing a great job, and you'd have to think that maybe it's more on the personal side than performance side from the agent that he had. But we'll wait and see if he tends to ride some horses that he's not normally in those barns and find out about that. But every time a jockey changes agent, sometimes that happens and people wonder why the jock's on a certain horse, etc.
Yeah, new doors open, old doors close. You never know. It's just the facts of life.
And then a lot of us just get stuck in the doors, In any case, what's the deal about unionizing trainers and hot walkers and grooms and all that in New York? Come on.
They just, I don't know, it just can never be quiet with no, without something going on behind the scenes or whatever it is. And today's adventure is, well, we're going to unionize trainers and grooms. Don't ask me, Ralph. I don't know. But somebody should hire somebody to fight with Heise. I mean, poor Antonio Frasu. What'd he get? 22 days. The whole damn meet is 20 days.
Well, it was initially, he racked up initially 22 days, but he, I guess, copped a plea or whatever, and they brought it down.
So what do they tell you? Take Santa Anita meet off. We'll see you back after Del Mar. I mean, how do you give 22 days? Come on. It's ridiculous.
That's what the Daily Racing Forum reported. So we're only,
Yeah, no, I'm not shooting the messenger. I'm shooting the message, not the messenger.
But, they're revamping a lot and tweaking a lot of the penalties they were giving out to say, okay, wait a minute, we got to retweak those things. So it's an ongoing thing. It is. And we talk about this all the time. So
we talk about it all the time, and we keep saying that they should, institute the rules before they give out penalties. You can't give out penalties, then change the rules, and, they're screwing with people's lives and livelihoods. It's not right, and I'm not a fan. Sorry, Ralph.
That's under the heading, what else is new?
Exactly.
All right, so you gave us a nice winner yesterday at 10-60. By the way, that was when I asked you. I said, do you have a singleton in the pick six? You gave it to us. So let's keep the mojo going.
All right, let's look at Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the second race today. By the way, the weather is absolutely beautiful in New York. Second race today, 6 furlongs on the outer turf course. Mm-hmm. You have a late scratch in there of the 10 Reconcile. The other 9 go, and I like the number 7 horse in here, La Salvordina. Dylan Davis for Ray Handel. This is an improving 3-year-old filly. 4 career starts. Each race is better than the previous one. 5-1 on the morning line. Number 7, La Salvordina. wins today's second race out of Belmont at Aqueduct.
Well, Salvardina, the seven horse in the second race. Dylan Davis aboard is your pick. 5-1 on the morning line. Hope we can keep that. Second race, the seven horse at Belmont at Aqueduct. All right, and I'm sure you got a horse for us at Keeneland.
No, we got one at Santa Anita today.
All right, we'll take Santa Anita.
Keeneland kind of chalky, so I look for a price horse. And in the sixth race today at Santa Anita, six furlongs on the turf. I like the number one horse in here, Bold Choice, Armando Aguirre for trainer Steve Knapp. 10-1 on the morning line. Oh, yeah. This horse, I mean, I know the horse is only 1-for-21, but career win number two comes today, has the advantage from breaking from the inside. I think this horse is going to work out a terrific trip. Number one, Bold Choice, upsets and wins today, sixth race out at Santa Anita.
Well, if that horse stays at 10-1 in the morning line and wins, that would be a Bold Choice by you, my man. And in the sixth race, the one Bold Choice is Jonathan Ardoon's play for the Race Day listeners, sixth race, Santa Anita, the one. Now, I know you have a full sheet for Keeneland and Aqueduct and Santa Anita, and you can get it at your websites. Now, tomorrow you won't be with us in honor of, an observation of the holiday, the Jewish holiday. And but I guess the folks out there want to know if we'll get selections from you, if you're going to email those.
Yeah, I'm going to email them to both you and Sean later today. Okay. And selections will be up at the website, JonHardoon.com.
So you'll have sheets for tomorrow as well.
Yes, sir. Okay. We don't disappoint.
Well, in keeping with the observation of Yom Kippur, we'll talk to you on Sunday, I guess.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. And we will take our next break. And when we come back, we got Rich Eng standing by. And then, of course, John Lindo and Jerry J yet to go. Don't go away.
Tunnel Stowers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Friday show as we ramp it up for the weekend. And we're going to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, all I can say is I think Seattle is in trouble this year.
Yeah, they started the season 3-0, and now they've lost three straight, and they didn't look so good yesterday, so I feel bad for giving that out as a pick, but I bet Seattle myself, +3.5. No good, Ralph. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. We can't have all winners. And as long as we continue to have more winners than losers, we're all right. Richie, your horse didn't get there yesterday, but you had a big show price on the horse that you did pick.
Yeah, Tiger Invasion went off at, I think it was 10-1. And yeah. John Velasquez actually had the check going down the backside. but the horse rallied and got up for third. That probably cost him second, the check, but paid $7.10 to show. So if you backed him up a little bit, that was okay. And if you used him in the verticals with the trifecta and superfecta, well, he was part of your ticket.
Yeah, no question about that. Now, you have two sheets going on right now. You've got Keeneland. You're doing the Keeneland meet, the entire Keeneland meet, and, of course, Southern California, Santa Anita today. So you have sheets for both Santa Anita and Keeneland today. I know that we're moving into the weekend with college and pro football, so we'll keep an eye on those selections from you for that. But in the meantime, unless you have a play for tonight, the Friday college football, we'll get into the horses.
Yeah, we're going to get into the horses. And just a quick note, I'm going to start giving your folks the number for the Daily Racing Form office if they want to order the Breeders' Cup Advance, especially if you're out of town, because we do mail it, Ralph, from the office here in Vegas. So it's 702-261-9400. But I'll give it to the folks so they can post it moving forward.
What we're going to do is I'll just give a warning now. We're going to get your two picks, the one at Keeneland and one in San Anita. For those of you listening and watching out there, if you want to jot down the number, we'll go ahead and give it to you after his selections as well, so you can look for some paper and something to write with. Okay? Keeneland.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, Keeneland, third race, Ralph. It's the first level allowance going a mile on the grass. And a horse that looks to be set up pretty well for best effort is the number six, She's All Charm, 7-2 in the morning line with Frankie Dettori. She won her debut race at the Ellis Park and then ran in a $1 million race at Kentucky Downs. And tried to close at Kentucky Downs. If you remember the turf course at Kentucky Downs, very speed favoring. So Owen Hardy drops into this spot, blinkers on. I think this is go time. Let's try the number six, She's All Charm, in race three.
All right, third race at Keeneland today at a mile on the turf for two-year-old fillies. This allowance race, Richie likes the six, She's All Charm. 7-2 on the morning line with Frankie Dettori aboard, the six in the third race at Keeneland. And now we'll go to Southern California at Santa Anita.
Santa Anita race number four, Ralph, is a mile and an eighth on the grass, claiming 25. Horse taking a huge drop in class is the number seven, Night Out, 4-1 in the morning line for Philip D'Amato. He does have an uncoupled entry because the four horse is also from his barn. But this one gets Juan Hernandez, so I think that's a green light when you get the top jockey. Let's go with the seven, Night Out, in race number four.
Fourth race, Santa Anita, number seven, Night Out. The seven in the fourth at Santa Anita, Rich Ang's selection. And don't forget that Richie has a full sheet for Santa Anita and Keeneland right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And now, if you want to order the Daily Racing Form Breeders' Cup Advance Edition and get it mailed to you, the number, Richie?
It's 702-261-9400. And it'll cost $10 plus whatever the postage is. We use flat rate envelope from the post office. And you'll speak to either me or my assistant, Mike, and we'll take the order down as soon as the BCA, which has lifetime PPs of every entrant, Ralph, will get that mailed out to you.
All right. The very sought-after Daily Racing Form Advanced Edition of the Breeders' Cup, 702-261-9400, 702-261-9400. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Good luck, everybody.
All right. When we come back, we got John Lindo and Jerry J yet to go on this Friday. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreaming. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, as we wrap up this Friday show, looking ahead to the weekend, let's bring in John Lindo from Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. One of our now we've got the special show on YouTube, the Breeders' Cup preview show at 4 o'clock on the 30th, Wednesday the 30th, from this studio here with you and Jonathan, etc. And then Friday night, right after the first go round of Breeders' Cup, we'll have the annual Breeders' Cup seminar, the Breeders' Cup seminar at 6 o'clock in the Grandview Lounge, adjacent to the book, as soon as the first day of racing is over for Breeders' Cup. And that'll be on Friday night, the 1st of November at 6 o'clock here in the Grandview Lounge here in the South Point. And then on Saturday, the big Breeders' Cup day, we'll be up in the Grand Ballroom with the viewing party with all the, you know, big banquet tables. And we've got betting windows, kiosks, discounts on food and beverage, and there's going to be prize giveaways, etc. And all of that is free. I say that free again because one of our chatters was asking how much they're going to South Point is going to charge. They charge nothing. It's free, including parking your car. It's free. The first thing coming out of your pocket would be to make a bet or buy a beverage or something to eat. That's it.
It's the best deal in town, Ralph. So many places are not doing anything special for the horse racing industry, and the South Point is horse player friendly. So get out there, support them because they're supporting you.
Yeah, they love horse players here, and come on out and enjoy it. We're going to be here, and you can stop by and ask John and Jonathan and myself any questions you want to about the races or the show or anything else. Right, John?
Absolutely. We'll be around. Say hello and let us know if you're watching or listening, especially if you're watching on the studio show.
And also I want to remind you out there that the Lindo Report for not only Southern California and definitely for the Breeders' Cup will be available here at the South Point that day, that weekend, that whole weekend, that, you know, ongoing, free of charge. You don't have to pay anything for the Lindo Report. It's free of charge only here. And only at the South Point, complimentary to the horse players. Like I said, they love horse players here. All right, well, we begin another week at Santa Anita. I guess Phil D'Amato is going to be going for a milestone this weekend, a couple of races short of 1,000, huh?
Yeah, he's at 998 for his career. I would think he will get two wins over this this racing week, over a four-day race week. So
yeah.
Look for Phil D'Amato to break a record, his own personal milestone. And, you know, his barn is doing well, and he continues to dominate grass racing.
I got to tell you, I would like somebody to break it down and see how many of the 1,000 that he'll get were turf winners. It's got to be an abundance, that's for sure. Hey, what about an update on jockey trainer standings?
Okay, well, right now, Antonio Freisu and Juan Hernandez tied for leading jockey. They've each got 8 winners. You mentioned Freisu will miss the next 5 days between a riding suspension and he's a whip violations. So he's out for 5 days. Then you have Umberto Rispoli and Hector Barrios. He's got 5. Hector Barrios and Tyler Bays have 4. As far as the trainers go, Phil D'Amato's the leader. He's got 7 winners so far. And Bob Baffert, George Papapodromo each have 6.
Now, let me ask you this, because the racing form says he's going to be on the bench Saturday and Sunday and pay a fine as an adjustment to that. So the other days are something besides Heisa?
He got a 3-day suspension for a riding infraction last week. It starts today, so he starts 1 day of the riding suspension, then 2 he's a whip violation days, and then he'll finish up the 3-day suspension next week.
Okay, so they're separate suspensions, but still, like Jonathan said, he had a month worth of suspensions, but they tweaked it. That's for sure. What about the winning favorites?
Winning favorites, 43% so far, Ralph.
All right. Well, that's typical Southern California. Anyhow, racing starts again today at San Anita. I want to remind everybody out there that Monday is a holiday, not a major holiday, but a holiday. Santa Anita will have a special Monday racing card. Aqueduct won't, but Santa Anita will. We won't have a show on Monday, but they are going into a four-day week there at Santa Anita. John, what are we doing for a pick today?
Okay, just real quick, before the picks at Keeneland and Santa Anita, one of the chatters on the website asked about when horses acclimating at Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup. The barn area is not open yet.
Uh-huh.
They will open, I think, sometime late next week. I'll get that information from Racing Secretary David Jerkins. I'll put it on my Linda report.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about claims yesterday at Keeneland. Linda Rice was busy yesterday. She claimed three horses for $62,500 and another one for $50,000, all under her own account. So $237,000 plus tax for Linda Rice going from New York. I guess those horses are headed back to New York.
Oh, so she claimed them at Keeneland, but they're probably heading back to New York. And yes, that's probably why Fierceness isn't there yet. They don't open the barn area at Del Mar. Nobody could be there yet. Okay, let's go to Keeneland and get a pick there.
Fourth race at Keeneland today, number three, Cathedral Beach, reclaimed two races back by Chris Hartman. Overmatched last time, protected in the starter allowance, drops to the claim level today. One only start at Keeneland. Perfect three for three at seven furlongs. This is the race they've been pointing for. 5-1 on the program, number three, Cathedral Beach, race four at Keeneland.
Fourth race, the three, Cathedral Beach at 5-1 on the morning line. Fourth race, the three horse at Keeneland and at Santa Anita.
I'm going to go to race number six as well. I like number five, Nenny Diamond, in here as a single in the rolling bets. A little unlucky to lose a 5-furlong turf sprint last time at Del Mar. Outside post, look for more early speed. I think she shakes loose in here. She'll be awful tough to beat. 5-2 on the program. Number five, Nene Diamond, race six, Del Mar. Santa Anita.
Sixth race at Santa Anita, the five, Nene Diamond. The five in the sixth, Jonathan came with the one. So I got a Sirocco play, the exacta box of 1551 in the sixth at the Sirocco play. Your play, however, in that race is number five, Nene Diamond. Don't forget, full sheets for Santa Anita and Keeneland. Selections in all the races, suggested late pick four, and all the goody information available. Both comprehensive Lindo reports available right now here only in Las Vegas, complimentary at the South Point Racebook. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. Now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning. Okay. You're okay now? Okay. Good morning again. We didn't hear you the first time.
I'm still okay.
Good. I'm glad you're okay twice.
At least for the moment.
Give us an explanation of what you're doing this weekend as far as the show.
Okay, so because of the Jewish holiday, Yom Kippur, I will not be working on Saturday, so there will be no sheets on Sunday.
All right.
But I will, of course, make sheets on Sunday for Monday, which means we'll have the power page out for for Monday.
And that'll be for San Anita, right?
Correct.
Okay, now, you're not going
to... There will be sheets on Sunday, not on Saturday. That's correct. There will be sheets on Saturday, not on Sunday. That's correct.
All right. Sheets on Saturday, none on Sunday. There will be a sheet on Monday at Santa Anita. Now, you got a minute to give me two selections in New York first.
And I won't be on the show Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. We want you to observe that holiday. Okay, go.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct.
Okay.
Let's go to the fourth race. Okay. I talked about not betting with the crowd. I have an idea on Dashing Dell at 8-1. It's not a horse I would take at 7-2. I would take it at 9-2, 5-1, somewhere in that vein. Christopher Elliott up for Marcello Arenas.
Okay.
This is a back classer with some random power that looks like he could run off a layoff. I'll take the 8 over the 1-3-5-6 reverse. 1-3-5-6 back over the 8. The 8 in race number 4. Very good win place bet.
Okay. Fourth race, the 8 over 1-3-5-6 in reverse. 8 in the fourth race for Jerry. Now we go to Santa Anita, and you got 20 seconds.
Let's go to the seventh race. We have the 4 packs a punch. Mm-hmm. Great looking form on this horse. Coming right back. I'll take the 4 over the 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Ooh, big
spread. 4 over 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I will make a trifecta. 4 over, key it over the 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, 4/5, 7, 8, 9, 10, and reverse. The 4 is the key, and the 7th Power Pages for today, available for San Anita and Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com. One more thing to say, Jerry, and then you're off for your holiday.
Have a great race day, everybody.